There's concerns about the nature of roadside drug testing for New South Wales motorists. You see, New South Wales police test for three types of drugs: cannabis, amphetamines, like speed, and methamphetamines, like ice or MDMA. But the roadside drug tests have been criticised today because they do not test for cocaine. They don't test for prescription drugs either. And even though the company that supplies police with the roadside testing machines boast of its capability to detect cocaine, New South Wales police do not test for cocaine. Today, the Greens MP David Shoebridge has accused police of targeting drug users from certain social classes. He says cocaine is overwhelmingly used by those with higher incomes and from higher socio-economic status. He goes on to say, if Premier Mike Baird extended the roadside testing regime to cocaine, he'd get a lot of grief in the Liberal heartland of the eastern suburbs and the northern suburbs of Sydney. So what he's suggesting, David Shoebridge, and it's ridiculous that he's even suggesting it, is that somehow the authorities are not testing for cocaine because they're worried about upsetting cocaine users. Now, David Shoebridge should not be making such ridiculous comments, and I don't think that he actually believes what he's saying there. But I will say this, though, about drug testing for motorists. I do think there's a double standard at play here. You can be high as a kite on cocaine and pass a roadside drug test. But meanwhile, someone who smokes cannabis on a Friday night can test positive on Monday while driving home from work. Now, is anyone seriously suggesting that someone who smoked marijuana can be high 4 days later? But because it stays in your system, it can be detected up to a week later. Now, when you lose your licence, you can lose your job and a whole lot more. And there's a record number of people going down at the moment because of something they might have done 3 or 4 days earlier. But the cocaine user can inhale a whole bag of the stuff, then swallow a handful of prescription pills and get behind the wheel. How is that fair?